Thank you. I'm Scott Graham. Today is my second day working on my PhD under Dr. Scott Stewart at the University of Tennessee. I don't think we were intending on this presentation to be in this in the consultants conference, but it is. So we're going to try to show what we can do with drones in extension, as well as what consultants can do with it in their fields as well. So what is a drone? Obviously, we're not talking about honeybees, and I know that's a big hot-button topic right now in agriculture. We're talking about an unmanned aircraft or ship guided by remote control on board computers. And so the cost, the expenses can just depend on what do you want. They can go anywhere from $150 to a lot more money than you want to pay for one. The ones that were used, the videos that we'll show today, cost about $1,100. They can... The Phantom drone, it can vary from $900 to $1,200 depending on the camera. They use GoPro Hero camera and the accessories that came with it. Like I said, they can get expensive just depending on, you can get self-flying programmable drones. You can get drones that can fly a much longer range than other drones that have different payload capabilities, capacity, the different camera types and qualities. So the payload, most of the time you'll use cameras or some sort of remote sensors such as the GoPro as we used, or the NDVI or hyperspectral sensors. I believe Amazon is working now, or some Google something is working where they can deliver packages to your front door with a drone. You can also do some pesticide applications with them, or the Air Force is dropping missiles with drones, but we're obviously not doing anything that drastic, just taking pictures of plots. So some of the potential uses in ag research, a lot of remote sensing data. You can see where, what, and when you need to be in your field making applications, typically using optical sensors such as the NDVI or hyperspectral sensors, like I said earlier. You can look at crop health measurements. For prescription application of inputs, they can be combined with soil maps and yield maps to help figure out, seeding rates or fertility, as well as irrigation timing amounts and plant growth regulators or harvest aids. So now I'd like to get into some pictures, videos. So this is just kind of showing the scale and slope of the research. You can get up a bird's eye view and get a nice picture of your plots. That's a big field there, looking at soybean disease test plots from Dr. Heather Kelly at the University of Tennessee. This video is just demonstrating how data is collected, harvesting some peanuts. I don't know if you can hear the video or hear the noise. But it can be beneficial just to show operators or whoever it may be kind of how you're harvesting their plots or whatever you're doing. Here you can see from Dr. Jerry McGreen, pretty easy to pick out the 9BT plots in this cotton field. It's a good way to get a good look at some treatment effects and things like that. This is a very dramatic example, but it gets the point across. You can also do video records of treatment effects. This is from Dr. Kelly, looking at soybean varieties and SDS. Pretty easy to pick out the susceptible varieties compared to the non-susceptible. So potential uses for consultants, detecting and understanding within, variability within your field. So looking for prescription or precision applications, as we previously described, targeted scouting, stand assessments, and obviously you're not going to go full on never walk in your fields again, but you can. This is a video from Dr. Kelly. She was scouting for SDS symptoms in this field. As you can see, she's able to cover a lot of land pretty quick just looking for the symptoms. That can be pretty useful. There are some problems. Like I said, they can get expensive. They can start to cost a pretty good bit of money pretty quick. They're also time intensive. You have to train and practice. We have a video showing what some untrained drivers, I guess you would call them, kind of what they can happen there. And then there are some liability issues, which we'll get into in just a minute. So our use is for extension education. You know, we like to see things now, so it can be good to impress clients or cooperators. You can show them videos and pictures that are very detailed. Can really help them see what's going on with their treatments in the field. You can do virtual field days. We have a pretty neat some videos where you can see early season and later season of the same field, and so that can, you know, for a virtual field day, you can show them what happened throughout the entire growing season for a bird's eye view. You also can use some detection of problems and variation within the fields. And all we needed was the drone, the camera, and the software that came with it. For our GoPro, it's GoPro Studio, which is a free download, so that doesn't cost any extra money. Then to make these videos is Windows Movie Maker, which comes pretty standard on most computers, so that's pretty easy to use as well. So here's one of our virtual field days. This was Corey Vineyard's research at University of Tennessee on his master's, looking at herbicide pre-emergence and fungicides. And you can see this is early season. It's pretty easy to pick out with this drone video your good plots and your bad plots, just looking through there. And we won't show the whole video, but then next we come back at the end of the season, and once again you can pick out pretty easily where the cotton was. You look at the yield at the lint there, and then you can see the green where the cotton didn't quite make it through. It's pretty easy to pick out, so that's neat, just to, you know, show a cooperator or something so they can see what's going on in the field with their treatments. Can also just make a good impression. You see once again BT and non-BT cotton from Dr. Green at Clemson, and it's pretty easy to pick out where the non-BT is. So that's, you know, just something neat that you can show people that can really help them appreciate what's going on in the field from a bird's eye view. That's pretty dramatic. You would probably wouldn't be able to see that very well from the ground, but from up above, it's really pretty cool what they're able to do. With the non-BT and the BT, and this, like I say, you wouldn't be able to see that, I don't think, without a drone. And this is Tennessee's sugarcane aphids. Sometimes it's hard to tell the differences in treatments from the ground, but when you get a bird's eye view, you can really pick them apart and see what's working and what's not working. So you can, you know, show a cooperator, hey, you know, your treatment's doing pretty good here, or maybe it's not doing quite as good there. So that gives them something appreciable they can look at. It does take some practice. This is a pretty skillful landing here. This was probably not their first attempt at landing, if I had to guess. Pretty smooth all in all. And then here I was kind of letting this one speak for itself when you're not quite as good. So like I say, it does take some practice to get to use them. So liability and responsibility, obviously safety is important. As you can see there, they can be kind of difficult to fly, so you need to make sure you're not going to run into your crew or yourself. You see Dr. Stewart there, I believe, caught his arm on some of the blades. And watch out for other aircrafts and things. And also with privacy and regulation, there are some restrictions on when and where you can fly them. Obviously, you can't fly them over your neighbor's swimming pool to watch them while they're swimming. You need permission from landowners if you're flying from your field across another grower's field to get to another one of your fields. You need to make sure they're okay with you flying over. And then there's some registration and things with the FAA. You can't just buy one and fly it, as I understand. You have to go through some of the proper registration to be able to do that. So with that, if we have time, I guess I'll take any questions. I'm not sure how well I can answer them because I haven't, like I said, I didn't do this, but thank you.
appears that there's no questions, Scott.
Thank you.